Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What is your reaction to last night's Cubs game? Will it or should it hold any sway regarding the trade deadline? What was the biggest moment of that game?
Yes, it should hold some sway. I mean, the Cubs now have won a couple in a row. Keep winning. Keep winning. And have a big win week. And maybe that has a sway. So that was an important game to win because you can't get anything going against the Brewers unless you win the first game of that set. So let's go. Let's see what happens. To me, the game, getting out of the bases-loaded jam early, I feel like the Brewers did not play a great baseball game.
Sloppy.
I feel like they, yeah, it sloppy's the word. And they, you know, when you miss opportunities, those come back and bite you in the hind portion of the program sometimes. So I think that's what happened here. I think that had they gotten anything done at that moment, it'd be a different game altogether. And I think that the Cubs managed to win that game. It was a very close game, 3-1 game. They managed to win that game in large part because a wasted opportunity by the Brew Crew. So I'm all for that, by the way. I think that's a wonderful thing to have happen. But I really is... You know, as opposed to saying, you know, I mean, the Happer home run was huge. That's a big deal. Michael Busch getting a couple hits. Dansby Swanson, good to see him get a couple of hits. Stuff like that matters. But it also matters when you have an opportunity, your opponent has an opportunity, and they can't get something done. So I think that that bases loaded situation, and we've seen it happen to the Cubs, on Saturday. When whatever inning that was where they got second and third and they didn't get anything out of it, that will bite you. And and I felt like that happened to them, and I felt like it happened to the Brewers.
Yeah, so it's a great point that the Brewers were sloppy. You had an error. You had the pass ball. Talkman scores right on that pass ball. You not only the third inning, Mully, you're right about that, but then in the fourth inning as well, there was another bases-loaded opportunity. So you had two back-to-back innings with bases loaded, and the Brewers were not able to capitalize. And in both of those innings, the Cubs scored. So they got out of it in the top of the third. Cubs scored in the bottom of the third. They got out of it in the top of the fourth. They scored in the bottom of the fourth. So that's also huge. You get out of it, and then you put a run on the board. You get out of it, you put a run on the board. So you can tell, thanks to the Cubs winning and Affinity Whole Health, that my mood this morning is excellent.
That's excellent. I can tell you a little spring in your step. It was the final out that was the most important one because there was a runner on third, two outs. Hector Neris is on the mound. And you just wonder what the heck is going to happen next. And then William Contreras grounds out, I don't want to say feebly, but to Michael Busch at first base. Michael Busch, by the way, becoming a very good defensive first baseman. His athleticism is showing, and I think that's a good sign. But it wasn't until then, let's face it, it's 3-1. There's a runner on third. There's two outs. Neris is capable of blowing that. We've seen it before. You probably are going to see it again. So that, to me, even though the escape act for Javier Saad early was important, even though Dansby Swanson made a nice play, the bases loaded, I think, early on to get out of one of those jams, that was important. Ian Happ's line drive homer to the basket was important. But until Neris got the final out, I didn't know if any of those would matter. So that was probably the biggest moment of the game. Will it hold any sway regarding the trade deadline? Absolutely. Because if they had lost, we would have been, you know, basically beginning the eulogy. Because Jed Hoyer started it, we would have continued it, and it would have been ongoing. As it is, this is somewhat of a reprieve. You can still talk in terms of the Cubs sweeping the Brewers and what that might mean. 3.5 still is a number that matters because that's how many games the Cubs are out of the wild card spot. So, yes, it did hold sway, and the biggest moment was the last out.
As a leader, I think you shy away from those questions.
Was Jed Hoyer's pregame declaration the Cubs are unlikely to add before the deadline a concession speech for 2024? Do you agree with Hoyer's premise? What do you think he announced this so publicly?
Well, he began or he included or the biggest takeaway what he said was this is not the conversation I expected to be having. I don't think he should have had it. I think it was way too early. And this is sports. This is basically walking away from a game when you're down 10 in a football game in the third quarter. You still have some time here. I thought we had agreed yesterday that up until 72 hours before the deadline that they were going to take it up to then, like they did last year, like most teams do every year. This is a week out, and Jed's tapping in. All right, tapping out, whatever. I'm surprised, and I don't know if it's strategic. I don't know whose attention he's trying to get. This is the in-season equivalent of the off-season intelligent spending. It certainly can be defended. It certainly is rational. It's definitely something that you look at, it's head over heart. There's nothing wrong about what he said, but there's and everything right about his approach. I just don't know why you need to announce it or declare it now, even though it's the likely path. I don't know how public you needed to be about it. I hope that he has to backtrack. I hope that the Cubs go on a winning streak and he has to retract the statements, or he doesn't have to say a word because there's something that is on your Twitter feed that says Cubs trade for Big Bat, whoever that might be. That would be fun. Unlikely, but fun.
Unlikely, but fun. I'd agree with that. A little surprised about the timing, but this is when, you know, typically he talks. He talks ahead of a homestand, and that's what the Cubs are doing here. They're starting a new homestand.
Started Friday.
He was busy, he said.
Started Friday.
Well, but he wasn't free.
I'm just saying.
Okay. But he wasn't free. And now they're starting, arguably, then, if you want to say it started Friday, they're starting their last series of the year, which is kind of wild. The schedule makers, I'd love to sit down and have a couple of McUltras with these people. How in the world you're playing the Brewers for the final time as we start the last week of July makes no sense to me. Almost as little sense as the Angels opening up the 25 season against the White Sox at 35th and Shields. But that's a whole another story. Fine. Hopefully it's been done to motivate that. Hopefully that's why he did what he did. He was busy with the draft and the start of free agency and all or the trading deadline heating up after the All-Star break. So maybe this is motivation, and so far so good. It worked for one day. If you were able to get out of a 6-walk Javier Assad start and win that game, anything's possible.
You know, I think it takes some guts to actually come out and say that we're not going to get any rental players to help us right now, that we're going to take our lumps and we're going to look at the future. I think that's a very unpopular thing to say. And I think everybody wants you to take whatever prospect you have and flip it for someone that'll help you win two games. Maybe that's the difference. And, you know, listen, the team you put together isn't good enough, so make more mistakes putting together a team. That seems to be the general feeling. I didn't mind what he said because it made sense to me. And I didn't think he said, we're not bringing anything else in here. I think what he said was, we're only bringing in something that would help us beyond this year and help us next year. And that, I don't see that as a white flag. I heard that expression bandied about a little bit. I don't see that. A white flag.
Teams rarely make trades like he's describing in season.
Yeah, but a white flag. I saw a white flag trade. It happened on the South Side. It's when you start selling people, even when you're within shot, because, this is probably isn't going to happen. That's giving up on something.
White flag was a reference to a trade. This is a media session.
No, but that's what I'm saying. I heard people say, did the guy wave a white flag on the season? I don't think he waved a white flag on the season. I think he just put it back on the people that aren't living up to their contracts. And he said, basically, that maybe they do something if they go on a winning streak this week. Something along those lines. I mean, maybe I'm looking at it differently, but I don't know what I expected the Cubs to do. I mean, like, if they went and got, the Oakland closer, isn't that a move for the future? Isn't that a move beyond this year? And I'm not saying they do anything like that, but if they went and get somebody from Toronto, wouldn't they want to sign them and keep them? I mean, I don't know. I think they need help beyond just this year. And I don't know that I want them to make some kind of quick fix. I also think they probably should have brought Candelaria back.
Well, yeah, that's hindsight. But
yeah, I'm just saying. They made a move last year to bring a guy in, and they let him go the minute.
The offseason, it was a big glaring hole that they did not address.
I agree.
Asks you a different question on a different topic.
That is the voice of Mike Florio. He's here to talk NFL, talk some Bears with you guys at 8:44. Are you surprised to see the Bears rotating centers? Ryan Bates, Coleman Shelton at center with the first team. Were you expecting a legitimate competition at that position? What's more important at that position, competition or continuity? Do you believe the OC, Shane Waldron, when he says Caleb Williams, quote, has a great comfort level with either or right there, end quote?
No, I don't believe that. I don't believe that he has a great comfort level no matter who's at center. I think you want to have a center that you have a certain chemistry with and a certain understanding with. I think that they're trying not to make the same mistake they did a year ago and just give the job to someone based on the fact that he should be the center. So I think it's wise that they're holding a competition for the position. I think it would have been wiser if they got a guy to just play the position, period, end of story. But they feel one guy can do it, and they clearly want him to be the guy that does it, and the other guy might be better positioned to do it and has a better understanding of the offense if we're to understand what's been said. So it's a weird one to me just because the continuity of an offensive line is one of the most important things that you have in football. You need those guys to know each other, to be able to play next to each other. You don't need a team with a kind of a rotation, and we're going to work on it, and we're going to shift it around, and today we're going to try this guy and that guy. You would like to have a feel for everybody that you're playing with, whether it's the quarterback in the center in the right guard, the center in the left guard, whatever it is. So I think getting that resolved sooner rather than later is the best move to make. But you also don't want to have to make a change once you get into season. So I can understand why they're going through it, and maybe they're just doing their due diligence, but you would prefer if one guy were better than the other guy, and then you just give him the job, and then you get continuity in everything you're doing. So it's fine to do it like this for the right now, but I wouldn't be pushing it more than a couple of weeks. I think you better figure this out fairly quickly. And listen, things happen in season. You're always changing things up, and you're always, doing it. It's just not ideal to create this problem. So I hope they get it figured out.
I hope they get it figured out. I mean, I wouldn't have expected anything else from Shane Waldron than what he had said. What I would be curious to know is, have Ryan Bates and or Coleman Shelton been involved at all when they were doing these get-togethers with the wide receivers, the tight ends, and the running backs, like the seven-on-sevens, if you will, where the actual center that is hoping to play in the actual games is doing the shotgun snapping to the quarterback? Were either one of them part of that? Because
like in the off season,
yeah,
I don't like think that's the mini off season, I don't think centers are invited to those things.
No. Well, but like my point is, maybe they should be. In you know, I know high school is very different than the pros, but in high school when they do 7-on-7, when they do those set, there's like passing camps in high school, a whole separate thing. They have tournaments. Yep. They have 7-on-7 tournaments. The center goes with so that the quarterback is getting used to the center quarterback exchange from shotgun, and it's not just like the coach, right? The center is just practicing
like out of the shotgun,
right? And I'm curious just if either one of these guys were there from a comfort factor just to get some rhythm going, because
he's paying the center to go to Florida.
Exactly. Well, not the Cubs. The Cubs would not take on that expense. That's an expense that the Cubs would not have taken.
Well, it's going to change the catering bill. I mean,
good point.
It's a lot. Center to eat a lot more than wide receivers.
Well, Caleb's got all that NIL money. He can cover that.
That's true. I think we're overthinking this a little bit. It's July 23rd, and the Bears don't know who's better of two guys who they've never had in camp before. They can watch tape, but it's difficult to evaluate that once you got them on the grass in person. So I don't have a big problem with them having this early competition to see who's better and the comfort level. I think the quarterback's input will be valuable on this. This is going to take care of itself. And I think if it doesn't, and they're still pretty even, the NFL has a way of having these things take care of themselves. Attrition is real. And you're going to have a point in time where you have two guards that really don't have a reputation for being that durable. And you have a guy in Ryan Bates who has experience at guard. You have depth at this position. So early on in training camp, I think you want to make sure that there is a comfort level with both guys. I do take Matt Eberflus, his words at face value. I do believe him when he says his quest is to build quality depth so he's comfortable with either guy. At some point in time, it's going to be clear to everyone who that guy is, who's better. You hear from Tevin Jenkins, Ryan Bates has taken on a more vocal leadership role yesterday. To me, that would be the odds-on favorite. Ryan Poles identified him once, identified him again. He's here because Ryan Poles, the boss, thinks that he's a good football player. My sense is he's going to start. Coleman Shelton gives you good veteran depth, and Caleb Williams will have to be ready to take a snap from either guy. That's what quarterbacks in the NFL have to do.
Can I just interject quickly? If that's the case, David, if it is Ryan Bates, doesn't he need every snap?
No.
Really?
Well, I mean,
is he a center?
Yeah, he's a center.
No, he's not. He's a backup center. In Buffalo, there was a starter over
here. Well, he's going to be, if he's a starting center here. Well,
that's what I'm saying. Should you get the reps then? If the other guy knows the position.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
you deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Position already.
Yeah, I'm not talking necessarily about a pick six or something like that.
Voice of Brad Biggs, 7 o'clock, Biggs time right here with Mully and Haw. Do you like seeing Montez Sweat make his official debut at number 82 on the NFL Network's top 100 list? Should he rank higher? Has the move to the Bears helped him get more national attention?
Probably so. The move to the Bears makes a lot of sense because it allows him to be on a bigger stage because he's the best player on this defensive line. That wasn't the case in Washington. So that is a big part of that. I don't think it's too low. I don't think it's necessarily reflective of any snub or being overlooked. Last year was the first year he had double-digit sacks. So he's coming into his own. He's entering his prime. He had 12.5 sacks, 6 with Washington, 6.5 with the Bears, led both teams for the first time I think that ever has happened. Lead both teams in sacks in the same season. Montez Sweat is an ascending player. He's the Bears' best player on defense, but he's still on the way up, which is good news for everybody. Next year, if things go according to the plan and they live up, this defense lives up to the considerable hype, he won't be 82.
Yeah, I think it's fine. These lists are fun for us to talk about, and you can feel slighted as a fan. I hope he feels slighted as a player, because you like to have a motivated pass rusher on your side of the ball.
You know, I think the guy has been everything they hoped he would be. I think it was a great, great trade, and he was the right guy, and he works his rear end off, and it's kind of extraordinary that they got a player that good, and they needed one, and he's a guy you craft your game around. I like the idea that he was, a first-time Pro Bowler a year ago, and now you follow with him going into the top 100. I think you can sell that to people. I think if you're the Bears, you can sell that idea. You come to Chicago, you're going to get a lot of attention. We're a young team on the come. We're going to win a lot of games, and we're going to take care of you, and it's going to be, special. Being on this team, the guy has been everything you wanted and more. I think he came in here. What I keep going back to, and I know it's what should be expected of everyone. But when you get paid and you still produce in the same way that you were, that should be the standard. Unfortunately, it isn't. There are a lot of people that get paid. They haven't gotten paid before, and the money kind of helps them to slow down and take their time and rest themselves and kind of have a different attitude. This guy plays exactly the same way that he was playing before he got paid. So I respect that, and I think he is better than the 82nd player in the NFL, and I think it will be expressed moving forward.
What I was going to say to your question there, or your statement,
That's Taylor McGregor. She's here talking Cubs at 8 o'clock. What do you think of Team USA basketball? They had struggled so far, barely eking out a victory over Germany after struggling mightily against the South Sudan men's basketball team. Do you think they can flip a switch as they apparently think they can? And what's missing?
Well, there's a lot there. And I think what's missing is, you know, when you put a team together, it is a complement of players. There are different players that do different things. And when you think about basketball, there are different things that you need from different players. Now, when you're spoiled for choice, you end up getting players that are kind of duplicate pieces and maybe better, as opposed to better at one thing or another. But they've got shooters, they've got scorers, they've got, they don't really have defenders, they don't really have try-hard guys. They don't really have players that are known strictly for defense only. I think there's a balance to any kind of group, and I think when you put a team together, you need to kind of reflect the need for different things. What happened in that game is what's happened in a couple of games now, and frankly, their perimeter defense was god-awful. I mean, they're even late in that game, there were two instances where guys went to sleep and they stayed inside and three-point shooters had wide open looks. They bounced the shot out. Wide open looks. I mean, no one within about 5 feet of the shooter. It was incredible to me that you could get to that point in a close game and not close down shooters. And I think that they made a lot of threes in that game as a result of that. And they had some unexpected threes from unexpected sources, talking about Germany. But, you know, LeBron took over the game and won the game at the end, and that was great to see. And they got players that can do that. But, man, are they going to play like that? Because they are an uninspired bunch.
Yeah, uninspired is a word for it. And, you know, just taking a look behind the curtain at what we were talking about yesterday, together, you know, I have to give LeBron James some credit. When they needed it the most, he stepped up and took over that game, scored the last 11 points.
Right.
He gets going downhill. He is very, very hard to stop. That's an understatement. But they need somebody, you know, they need like an Alex Caruso. I mean, part of the problem with these teams, it shouldn't be an all-star team. It should be a team where you have certain guys to do certain things. And again, Alex Caruso wouldn't start, of course, on the, but when you need somebody to come in and give a burst of energy, a guy that's going to kind of play both ends of the court really, really hard. It reminds me, going back to the 1988 United States men's Olympic team, coached by John Thompson. It was the worst showing we've ever had. They got a bronze. And they had one, basically, they had one three-point shooter. They had one, Hersey Hawkins. And that roster was destroyed by people like us back in the day about the construction of that roster and why it was put together the way it was put together. And then it flopped the way it did by having a bronze medal. I think that was the last of the college kids playing in that game versus other teams that were, quite frankly, playing pros, right? They're professionals, older guys, but they were more a team. They were always working out together. So I think when they need to, they will. But, I mean, be careful if you're investing in this team, you know, to cover 20 and 30-point spreads. Yes,
Molly. I was going to say, Hersey Hawkins, local guy, made good, went to Westinghouse, was more of an interior player as a high school kid, went to Bradley? Is it Bradley?
Correct. Bradley University.
And then learned to be an outside shooter at Bradley, believe it or not.
Great shooter.
But he was like the lone guy that could hit a three on that team, and that did him in.
LeBron James, great American, carrying the flag on Friday, carried his team yesterday. He's dominant, and he's unstoppable in situations like that. This was him reminding everybody just who he still is. This is not a team that was the best basketball team they could put together. This was the best all-star team they could assemble. And what it's missing is role players. You need character actors in any ensemble cast. They don't just, you have a bunch of stars and they have to learn different ways to develop chemistry. And they're clearly still searching for that. They don't have anybody that's willing to do the dirty work. LeBron, as great as he was down the stretch, made some business decisions earlier in the game that reminded you just how much of how reluctant superstars can be to get dirty and maybe dive on the floor the way Alex Caruso might have, the way a role player might have. So that's what's missing. Also, what's missing so far, motivation. They know they can flip the switch. They know they're the best in the world, and they may be proven wrong. They've got their hat handed to them by South Sudan, nearly lost that game. Yesterday, similar type of response from Germany, but I think they can flip a switch because right now they just aren't really feeling like they need to go all out. So they're not, and this is the casual approach. I think once the games tend to matter, you'll see a different result.
I got one more question.
All right, one more question. Are you a bit gobsmacked to see TNT's parent company, Warner Brothers Discovery, submit a matching offer for Amazon's C package, part of the NBA's new 11-year $76 billion, yes, I read that correctly, $76 billion rights deal. The Amazon package is believed to be around $1.8 billion, but contains language for a multi-year payments up front, which could require as much as $5.5 billion from cash-strapped WBD. How pleased are you that Charles Barkley and the guys at Inside the NBA appear to be saved?
It's a very complicated story. It's a very surprising headline. I don't think that many people outside the industry and maybe some people inside saw this coming. I thought that we had seen the end of the Inside the NBA and just TNT's parent company broadcasting the NBA games. This is a loophole. This is the clause in the contract. It's very complex. To me, it comes across oversimplifying it as a $5.5 billion gamble on Charles Barkley. This is to me something that could further establish Charles Barkley as the most powerful person in sports media if he's able, and this is goes the way that it could go. If they get the NBA back and everything is just as is, and this is the reason why else would they have done it if not to just save this show or to save the relationship with the league? It's extraordinary, the amount of money at stake here, and I think it's just as extraordinary, the level of risk involved.
Well, luckily, since this is sports talk radio, depending on how you look at it, I am not gobsmacked over this because I have something to say about this. And if I'm understanding gobsmacked, I'm right, often to the point of being speechless on a matter. This news is leaving me speechless. This is far from over. As David said, it's very complicated. This is going to go to court. There's going to be lots of attorneys making lots of money. I'd be gobsmacked over the checks that these attorneys are going to get. It's a great show. I still can't believe that Charles Barkley would actually retire than take a three-letter network or a four-letter network or Amazon or Netflix or whoever is getting all this, that he's really going to walk. That he's really about to shut it all down. That would be gobsmacked to me that he would really walk away from wheelbarrows full of money to comment on the NBA.
I got to be honest with you. I think gobsmacked is the perfect word here. Now, it means utterly astonished or absolutely kind of... It's literally gobsmacked. You know, shut your gob. It's like someone slapped you in the mouth. It's like you've been punched in the face and you're just stunned that that has occurred. But it means astonishment or some sort of real surprise over something. I was under the impression that there was no way that Warner Brothers Discovery, WBD, could possibly match this deal because of the poison pill that was put into it, which is that the people at Amazon were going to pay for the first 4 or 5 years up front. And it's my understanding that TNT's parent company is cash-strapped and doesn't have that money and will have to borrow some of that money in order to put the prerequisite amount up front, if something like $5.5 billion. If that's the case, they're putting their business at risk by renewing this and by getting a piece of it. They were paying $1.2 billion, and now it jumps to $1.8, and then they got to put all that money in a coffer so it's waiting for the NBA. That was how they were going to keep them out of it. Look, I think it tells you how valuable the sports franchises are. It tells you how much they value the Inside the NBA show. And it doesn't stun me that Barkley was thinking of quitting. He is 61. He'll be 62 when that contract comes to an end. And maybe he just doesn't feel like kind of restarting himself or reestablishing himself in the role he already does with people he trusts and in the workplace and all the rest of it. So it makes sense to me that he didn't want to be a part of some other studio show moving forward. But I want to know more details about this, because this is pretty it's a very surprising turn of events, just because I had not heard they were thinking about it. And the last I had checked into it, I was kind of under the understanding that they could not afford to do this, because they were putting the whole company in jeopardy by doing it. But apparently they view it as the sort of thing that they're already down the road on, and they want to keep trying it, and they're putting everything at risk in order to get it done. So I'm pleased, because I love that show. It's my favorite show on television. So.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.